This is KCUR 89.3. Next Tuesday, voters in Missouri will choose among three different ballot measures that would legalize medical marijuana. Public support for legalization is strong, but the medical community is less enthusiastic. As KCUR's Alex Smith reports, many doctors worry that health concerns are getting lost in all the hype.
Hearing some advocates talk, you might think medical marijuana is the solution for everything this side of war and famine, as in this video, which has over 9 million views on YouTube.
We see a wide variety of patients dealing with all sorts of ailments, anywhere from Crohn's, diabetes, neuropathy, fibromyalgia, and chemo and cancer patients, absolutely.
Legalizing medical marijuana has won the support of some patient groups and a handful of outspoken doctors. But the Missouri State Medical Association recently announced its opposition to all three state ballot measures. It's joined by medical societies in Kansas City and St. Louis and the Missouri Pharmacy Association, among other groups. Dr. Jennifer Lowry is a pediatrician at Children's Mercy Hospital in Kansas City.
There are definitely things that are being left out of the conversation, and unfortunately, a lot of it is the science. This is what happens when you put a ballot on and you ask people what they want.
Marijuana is still illegal under federal law, and that has severely restricted research on its medical applications. As a result, there's not much strong evidence for using marijuana to treat a lot of the conditions it's advertised for. And for people who think of marijuana as the mellow herb of hippie days, Lowry warns that selective breeding has transformed it.
The marijuana of the 1960s and 70s is totally different than the marijuana of today. Marijuana today is much more potent than it used to be.
Research has shown that marijuana is damaging to developing brains and that smoking carries many of the same risks as smoking cigarettes, like lung and heart disease. Lowry says that parents who use it put their kids at risk for neglect or abuse, and while it's not physically addictive in the same way opioids are, cannabis use disorder is a dependence problem that's been growing in recent years. On balance, Lowry says legalization just isn't worth it.
If you look at the harm that has been done to children in regard to marijuana and the potential of continued harm in children, adolescents, and adults, those risks outweigh the benefits, and we really need to take a step back.
Jack Cardetti is a spokesperson for New Approach, the group behind Amendment 2 on the Missouri ballot. He says the health risks of legalization would be small because few people would actually get the cards that would allow them to buy it.
We're talking about a very, very small percentage of the population that will they'll end up having these cards and being able to access medical marijuana. We think that that is really overwhelmingly going to go to people that really need it.
Cardetti says that medical marijuana could actually make treatment for pain safer. Some promising research has shown marijuana may be effective for pain management, and states that have legalized it have seen decreases in the prescribing of some kinds of opioids.
A lot of the medical treatment options come down to opioids, and we know what type of devastating effect that has. Obviously, we believe medical marijuana, as most patients believe, is a much safer alternative.
Cardetti says that medical marijuana supporters and opponents agree on at least one thing. There needs to be more research. But unlike the medical groups, he thinks states should take the first steps on marijuana.
We believe that Washington should move on this issue. We believe there should be more studies and testing. But in the meantime, we're confident Missourians are going to support this.
Despite doctors' concerns, Missouri voters may be on track to legalize medical marijuana on November 6th. Polls show that about 9 in 10 Americans support medical legalization. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Alex Smith.